So I sent out advertisements all over the place, asking for crew. You know, experience necessary, Arctic preferred, this sort of thing. And I got back thousands of responses. From every country in the world.
Were you surprised?
Yes. I didn't expect that many applicants. I mean, there were full professors had applied for the job. These were just, well, there were some supervisors involved of each section. I planned two supervisors or field chiefs, crew chiefs, for each section. And like I say, five or six full professors applied.
I think we ended up with 1,521 applications.
For about 50 jobs.
Spread all over our living room.
Yeah, and we sorted them, sort of. Throwing them down the stairs and seeing which was the heaviest. No, that's a little facetious. But we wanted somebody with some geology experience, somebody with some biology experience. We didn't know what we were getting into, really, what kinds of things we would find. So we wanted to run the gamut of expertise.
Along with the expertise, any of the outdoor considerations, especially if they were in the sections 4 through 6, was that any consideration of the camping ability?
No, not really.
Why wouldn't that be?
Well, because we would be staying in the pipeline camps primarily. We weren't tenting out. Well, we did some, but not exclusively. And so it didn't really matter too much. Obviously, if they were not physically fit, we didn't want them. But nor if they had any great allergies or impairments of any sort. But we had a large number of applicants. I mean, there were some from South Africa. There was a lot from European countries. An awful lot, 300 or 400 from Canada. I mean, that was obvious. I mean, Canadian experience would have been great. Unfortunately, we couldn't hire them because U.S. Labor laws. If there was somebody available from the U.S., we had to take them over a Canadian citizen. So there were a lot of rather disgruntled applicants because of that. And a few of them went, well, I sent out postcards for each one saying, yes, you're hired, or no, you're not hired. I got in immediate contact with those that did want. But there were quite a lot of complaints about not getting hired. I mean, I turned down all of the full professors. They just didn't have the right experience.
So it narrowed down to 50?
About that. It varied from year to year little bit because some of them would, you know, go on to something else and I'd have to replace them and so on. There wasn't a great deal of that. Most of the guys stayed. Mm-hmm. I say guys. I mean, there were a lot of women involved too.